Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
As we are here on the final week of 2022. We'll be here
Thank
with
God.
You throughout it. Yeah. Well,
I don't know. 2023 so far doesn't have anything I'm looking forward to. So,
yeah, right.
I mean,
I usually hate when people act like an entire year was negative for me, but I can't think of a more negative year in some respects.
Yeah.
Well, 2021 kind of sucked, too.
It did.
I mean, we did get our homes raided at that time. Of course, 2022 brought the conviction of both Aria. In the form of a plea deal, and then me last week in the form of being found guilty on all 8 counts against me in the Crypto 6 case.
In general, it's just been kind of a rough 2 years.
And then next year,
it's probably not going to get any better.
We both get sentenced to whatever that's going to look like. Hopefully, the sentencing of the co-defendants will be some sort of an indicator of what will happen to
us. I'm hoping so.
You know, they could also try to make an example out of me, so who knows?
I'm hoping not.
I do as well. But anyway, I feel like we've talked that story to death. Obviously, the phones are open. If you guys still have stuff to say about it, you're welcome to join us here. Meanwhile, we have other things in the news to talk about. Bonnie has a story about a woman who has been told by police, apparently, that she's not allowed to let her kids play outside. And we'll get into that story coming up here. But in other family-related news here, since a lot of people just got done being with their families, and some people feel obligated to spend time with family members that they don't like, I don't understand this.
I don't either, man. I mean, I kind of do, because when I lived in the South around my family, I did feel obligated to go to these get-togethers that I absolutely hated.
So you do understand it, then?
Yes, but I didn't go most of the time.
Oh, okay. Well, the obligation must not have been very heavy.
I felt the obligation, but I was like, yes, and it's stupid for me to be obligated to go spend time with these people with whom I have nothing in common.
Maybe a lot of people absolutely want to spend time with some members of their family, but unfortunately those members of their family feel obligated to hang out with the other ones, and those ones, you know, so
and they suck.
It ends up a big group, and you'd rather just hang out with your cousin or whatever, you know, something like that. I don't know. Stuff like that can happen. But if it was just like, I hate everyone here, and you're going, that's on you.
Now, I haven't been to a family gathering in quite a long time, so, you know, it's
Same.
Been a while, basically, since I left Florida. I've had no real reason to go to any sort of family gathering, so I haven't had this problem at all. And even back in the day, I guess I was fortunate enough to where I didn't really have any real issues with anybody in my family. It wasn't a problem to go to any of these places. But I've heard plenty of the horror stories of the, you know, terrible uncles or whoever, you know, somebody in your somebody who's got a religion that is contrary to yours, or a political view that's contrary to yours and always wants to go at you over it. And you know you're never going to persuade them on anything. So, like, why even bother opening your mouth?
Right.
It's frustrating.
Well, in a lot of cases, it's not that, you know, I would dread going and spending time with my family. It's just that there's no reason to want to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that, oh, I hate these people, or, you know, we argue all the time. It's just I don't enjoy spending time with them, and they don't enjoy spending time with me. It's not that the experience is negative. There's just no positive to it. So why bother?
I get you. Well, apparently some people do bother, and according to studyfinds.org, it turns out that most people go sit on their toilet, whether they have to or not, in order to avoid spending time with their family members.
That's a horrible idea. They're all going to think you're pooping.
So
what?
Everyone
does.
The last thing I would be concerned about. But
well, if you're going to go run away for some reason, go to the grocery store or something like that. Not okay. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Everyone, 30 minutes later, and then you come back. That's a horrible idea. They're all just going to be like, She was pooping. That's weird.
Yeah, again, I that to me wouldn't bother me, but I think your point is well taken. You could certainly excuse more time if you were out going to do something. Oh, whoops, I forgot to go get those beers for you guys. I need to run to the store. Oh, what's that? You say there's no stores open right now? Well, I'm just going to go check and see. I'll be back, right? Like, there would be a
better excuse.
There's
always a store open, right? You just got to find it.
I mean, convenience stores, yes, but grocery stores, not really. On Christmas Day? Nah.
On Christmas Day is different, but me and my cousin always go get food for everyone. It's not like I don't like my family. It's just that, like, after a while of being in a small house with lots of people, you want to just kind of go talk to just your cousin about things that you're allowed to, or you are more normal to talk about with someone your age, you know, stuff like that. So, like, we'll just go get the food, get everyone back food, and then it's fine. You know, but I don't have any family that I hate except, I don't hate my sister, but I don't talk to her.
Half of all Americans, just over half, 51% of them, admit they hide out in their bathroom when they want some much-needed peace and quiet, according to a recent survey of 2,000 respondents. The more people there are in the house, the more frequently it happens, apparently. Parents with kids still living in the home are three times as likely to seek refuge in the bathroom than childless single respondents, 62% compared to 23%. Not surprising.
So people are hiding from their kids?
Their own children.
But I've heard about that a lot. Like, I
really?
Always see moms talking about that on the internet, not during, like, holiday things, just, like, whenever I need a moment of peace, I go use the bathroom. And then sometimes they'll still come knock on the door needing me. Ugh, I hate my kids so much. I see that all the time.
Why did you have kids?
I don't know why.
I mean,
they do that.
You knew they were going to constantly be needing attention, right?
This is why most people should, like, get a dog first, because a dog is going to require that level of attention, too.
Sure.
Not quite as extremely so, and the dog, you can ignore as they scratch outside the door, and eventually they'll stop, right? The kid's not going to stop, and the kid may actually need your attention, whereas the dog is just, you know, being a dog.
Sure.
But if you can handle the dog, then okay, you could probably handle a kid. But if you can't handle the dog, then that's your sign right there not to have a child.
What it would be interesting to see is breaking down the results here on the parents who are frustrated and seeking refuge in the bathroom. Again, saying 62% of parents do this, compared to 23% of people who don't have kids. What about the parents who planned their children versus the parents who had them accidentally? I wonder if there's a difference in who is interested in having their kids bug them while they're in the bathroom or not. Does that change the results?
I suspect it would be extremely difficult to find any significant percentage of people who planned to have their children.
You think so?
I suspect most people it just sort
of
happened.
Really? I think you're right. I think probably most people it just happens. But I don't think it's as small as you think.
I've mostly heard of, like, the girl planning the baby.
Without the dad's consent, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, the dad obviously consented, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, there are ways to not have a baby.
You just not have sex.
Well, there are still other ways.
Well, I think what she's saying is that the girl she's talking about would secretly stop taking birth control.
Yeah, something
right?
like that.
Yeah, so.
That's so immoral, man.
I think that's really immoral.
Not surprisingly, children between ages 3 and 12 stood out as the loudest members of the household at 61%, twice as loud as teenagers, and three times as loud as adults.
So, like, half the time that they're with you, they're going to be obnoxiously loud, essentially. Age 3 to 12, that's roughly 10 years.
The survey conducted by OnePoll on behalf of Masonite also suggests their average respondent needs between 4 to 5 hours of private time per day to feel their best. 77% still need that private time even when they're hosting family or friends in their house, and almost 81% think it's important that they create quiet or private spaces within their own home. However, 2 out of 3 of them, 63%, claim that sound travels relatively easy through their home, enough that half of them frequently hear noises in other parts of the house when on a phone call or video call, including televisions and sound systems, appliances, and other members of the household talking or moving around. So basically, it's just saying families are really annoyed by one another, it sounds like here.
I have always had lots of noises going on in my house because I always have lots of siblings. Like, lots of my friends would comment, like, there's always, like, lots going on in your house. Lots of little kids and stuff like that. So it never really bothered me. I guess maybe if you're, like, a single, or you're, like, an only kid or something, you grow up and you're like, I want to have kids, and you have a bunch of kids, and you're like, oh, I didn't expect them to make noise, then maybe it would annoy you.
I'm guessing Masonite is like some company that gives you construction materials that could do soundproofing. I think that's what this is all sort of aiming at here. It's like, oh, families are having a tough time because they can hear too much stuff. Just build a better home or, you know, insulate or whatever.
You don't have to hear your kid crying for you.
Right. Now your
or just get rid of the kid.
Yeah, your crying children will never wake you ever again. Just put them in a soundproof room. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show and share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. The phones are open, and you can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. People spending time with the relatives over the holidays, even though they don't really seem to want to, they're doing it anyway.
See, I spend time with my Liberty family, like my chosen family, as people would call it, because that's evidently a thing, and I didn't realize that until, you know, a few years ago when someone had brought it up to me. Yes, I do have a chosen family here in New Hampshire, and I enjoyed spending time with them on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
We did double dinners at the local Indian food place here, and it was wonderful.
It never felt like a burden or an obligation or a responsibility. It felt like, hey, here's a thing I can do. I'm going to go do it because I want to do it, not because I'm required by some weird sense of obligation to do it.
I agree. I was sick this year for Thanksgiving, but the year before we went to some Free Staters house with, like, I don't know, like 30 other Free Staters there, and it was just so nice. It's like a great memory to me. There was no one there that I didn't like or didn't want to see or anything like that. It was so great.
Yeah, it was a good one this year, too, and like you said, you were sick this year, so you couldn't make that one, but you were at the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and Muhammad at the Indian restaurant was very happy to have us.
Always a treat to be there.
And apparently, you know, he was hustling because he's like one of the only places open in Keene. DoorDashers were running in and out constantly.
Yeah. I remember on Christmas Eve he remarked, you know, where are all the customers? And I didn't think about it until like 20 minutes later. But like, well, if you didn't have it on like 53 degrees in here, there may be some more people in here eating. But he does keep it pretty chilly in there.
Yeah, he
has his like coat on while he's eating or working.
But it's also New Hampshire in December, so you kind of have to expect that.
No, not really, but it is more of a takeout place. Anyway, that's if you don't live here, you don't know who we're talking about. But it was a lot of fun. If you ever make it up to Keene, be sure you check out Curry Indian if you like good Indian food and you like to pay with cryptocurrency because you can do that there.
But also take cash.
You and I can't pay with cryptocurrency there, but other people who are not restricted by bail conditions and pre-sentencing conditions, I guess, in our cases now, are able to do that. So I want you to know about Bitcoin.com because cryptocurrency is an important concept. It's one that, despite the bumps in the road that it may be experiencing these days with the difficult, you know, news about the FTX exchange and all the drama there, their attacks against the government's attacks against cryptocurrency-related business like Library, the attacks against the Crypto 6. I mean, this stuff just doesn't seem to end. The average user, they're pretty much left alone, it seems like. So, you know, it's still not illegal, from what I can tell, to actually have Bitcoin. Selling
well,
it,
we always knew this was going to be the case, right? The government, the state in this regard, is a wounded animal, is backed into a corner, and it's such a fearful creature lashes out.
Yeah, that's what's happening. But the average user, not in the same level of risk as the people that are trying to, for instance, sell or develop in the world of cryptocurrency. So
they could be at risk of having to be funneled through things like Kraken and Coinbase and stuff and have no other way to get crypto without giving away their privacy. And I would say that that's a pretty big risk to the average user, which is really messed up, but you're not at risk of going to prison or something.
Doesn't seem like it at this point. You can go to Bitcoin.com and start learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash by clicking Get Started at the top of the page. You'll get some introductory information, which you really ought to take the time to learn before you decide to perhaps buy some cryptos. And you can do that through Bitcoin.com. Not only can you learn about the cryptocurrency world, you can also purchase some of your first cryptocurrency. Remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy 1% or less of a Bitcoin if that's what you prefer to do. It's really up to you. But start learning the basics first. Just click Bitcoin.com and then get started at the top of the page. You can also get their news headlines any day over at news.bitcoin.com. So, Bonnie, you had a kind of a family-related story you've been wanting to talk about here recently, and that is that apparently a woman in West Virginia has been told by police she's not allowed to let her kids outside under certain circumstances or just any old time?
I don't think she's allowed to let them outside, not by themselves at all, even if they're being watched through a window, but they have to have someone physically outside with them, which is ridiculous. When I was a little kid, I'd go all around the neighborhood, you know, and off where my parents couldn't see me.
That's the fun of being a little kid is like, now, I don't know how old, we're going to find out how old her kids are here in just a moment, but I remember going off you know, back into the woods or whatever behind the neighborhood where I was growing up, probably at age 5. I mean,
I don't know about 5, but like young. Between 2nd and 3rd grade, I was definitely wandering around the city by myself.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I don't know what.
That's
what,
like 7
8?
Years old, yeah. Right? 7, 8 years old. All right. So what are we dealing with here, Bonnie? Are we talking about like a little infant crawling around by themselves?
My parents were terrible, though. So that's not like.
I was going to say city. I don't know. I would have had to think about that. I had to think about it for a while. But like in my neighborhood, there was just like. Like, you could easily get into some kind of wooded area. You're still, like, in the neighborhood, but your parents wouldn't be able to just call you and find you. You'd have to have, like, they'd tell you, you know, like, be back in at this time or in a couple hours, and then you'd keep sending someone to go check the time to their parents' house, that kind of thing, you know? Like, your parents didn't know where you were, but they knew you were fine, and then you'd come back for dinner, you know? That kind of thing. This says, this is from Fee, by the way.
The Foundation for Economic Education?
Yes. Emily Fields' 3 kids, a boy aged 4 and 2 girls ages 6 and 8, were playing outside. The field
4, 6 and 8. Okay, got it. Now, in that case, 4 seems a little bit young, but the 4-year-old's with a 6 and an 8-year-old.
But
so
in this
not...
case, the 4-year-old isn't off in the woods by himself.
Yeah, but I was going to say, even if he was, he would be with, likely, these other 2 children. So he is being watched by children. I mean, 8 years old, I mean, that's somebody that is not, like... They can kind of take care of themselves. I'm not saying they're a mature individual or anything like that, but at 8 years old, my parents had no idea where I was in the neighborhood at any point.
Yeah. Not 4, but definitely 8.
And we didn't have cell phones back then either, by the way.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about getting someone to go check what time it was.
So you would just have to go home at some point, and then you're home. And if something happened out there, which nothing ever did, but if something happened, then they would have to come looking for you or something, right? Like... And that's the good old days. Anyway, what else?
Says the Fields live in the quiet town of Piersburg in rural West Virginia. It was there on a May afternoon in 2021 that Fields' 4-year-old kicked a soccer ball across the road towards the neighbor's cat, which he avoided hitting. The neighbors yelled at him and took his ball, but it didn't end there.
Oh, boy.
Quote, my sister had actually been outside watching them, says Fields, who homeschools her kids. By the time Fields got home, 15 minutes later, her kids and sister were inside. They told her what had happened. Fields walked her son to the neighbor's house to apologize. Because apparently, you know, he's kicking the ball towards the cat, probably to hit the cat, but he was a 4-year-old. He didn't hit the cat. They took his ball and they yelled at the 4-year-old.
Right.
I mean, that can mean any number of things, right? Towards the cat is very definitely different from at the cat.
Well, whatever. I don't want to dissect exactly what happened. We weren't there. But it sounds like the mom did the right thing, right? Like, okay, she heard from her sister, who was apparently watching the kids outside. She heard from the sister that the little brat is being a brat, and so, you know, he needs to apologize. So she brings him over there. This sounds totally fine so far. So obviously somebody's going to call the police in this situation.
Which is amazing.
I suspect it's the neighbors, but we're going to get into the rest of the story coming up here in rural West Virginia. You normally hear about stories like this in, like, cities or whatever, where they're telling parents that they can't let their kids outside.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News updates, more than 24 people have died in the state of New York, more than 500 rescued in an extreme blizzard. Officials say another foot of snow could fall in western New York. Governor Kathy Hochul says the roads are a mess.
We still have scores and scores of vehicles that were abandoned when people left during the storm or just in a ditch. They can't possibly get out.
Crookstow took advantage of the situation as the winter storm slammed Buffalo. Authorities say they were monitoring reports of looting. Mayor Byron Brown did not mince words.
I don't know how these people can even live with themselves, how they can look at themselves in the mirror. They are the lowest of the low.
Officers responded to several reports of looting and did intervene in some cases to make arrests. Air travel across the country still a mess this day after Christmas, with more than 6,500 flight delays and 3,700 cancellations, according to FlightAware. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. We're going to continue the story about the mom in West Virginia, in, of all places, rural West Virginia, where you normally think you got more freedom to do things like let your kids go play outside. Normally you hear the stories about parents being cracked down on in, like, you know, Los Angeles or some city. But no, it's rural West Virginia. We're going to continue with the story here in a moment. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio tonight. And then an artist, one of a myriad of them, is complaining about artificial intelligence, generative art, which we've talked a lot about here on this program. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. Phones are open. You can bring up anything you want. Let's go to them. We have David in New Mexico on the line. Go ahead, David.
Who is bitching? Just bitching. Thanks for asking. And
he wants us to start asking how he is.
Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, do please. I didn't get a chance to. Pardon?
Nah, we don't do that here. It's just a waste of time. Asking people how they are, it's just waste of time.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't really care. I mean, in general, how people are anyway.
Yes. Yeah, so just go ahead with your point. What do you got?
Me neither.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to finish telling you about some courtroom experiences that were similar to what you experienced, or maybe somebody could find these things useful in the future. But first of all, yeah, West Virginia, those hoopies, they're crazy, man. My crazy ex-baby mama, she was from rural West Virginia, and the stories that she would tell. So, court. So two things. One.
How are you, David?
I'm doing great there, Arya. Thanks for asking. Bitching, just bitching.
And, go ahead with your court story.
Yeah, well, I'm bitching, man. I'm continuing with the bitching. So So, and I was bitching about Judge Emma Gazmora. I was going to tell you two things that happened in her courtroom that are similar, or that might be similar to what you experienced, or maybe somebody could make use of this. So, one, I was on the witness stand, and the hostile opposing attorney was cross-examining me. And he asked me a question, like all attorneys do, that to which they already know the answer, because they never ask you a question that they don't already know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to get their little scenario going. And so he asked me a question he knew the answer to, and that was they were trying to permanently separate me from my kids. And there were two criteria they needed to meet. They both were. One, have you had any contact with them in the last 6 months? And two, have you supported them financially in the last 6 months? And when I responded to him, because I never give them what they want, never give them yes, no, I said, you already know the answer to that, because the reason that I haven't seen my children in the last 6 months is because of the legal paperwork that you filed to prevent me from seeing my children.
Wow.
You already know the answer to that. And as to whether I had supported them at all financially, you already know the answer to that as well, because as part of the hostile action you took against me in the courtroom of Judge Angela Jewell, there, you know darn well there is an order, a judge's order, ordering that I do not have to pay child support currently for the children that I have no access to.
Now, I'm curious, did the judge get on you at that point for being, you know, a little bit hostile back towards them?
No. I'm glad you asked that question, because that segues perfectly into the other thing I was going to tell you. That same attorney, when I didn't give him what he wanted, was yes or no answers. Instead, I gave the court record greater information as to why I hadn't seen my children and why I hadn't supported my children. I put that on the record, and the attorney got mad at me. What's his name again? I can't remember it.
We don't care what his name is.
Yeah. Well, it matters to people that are listening.
No, it really doesn't.
And the attorney started to get nasty with me because I didn't give him a straight yes or no answer, and he started being hostile to me.
Oh, yeah, they don't like that.
It's so messed up, because, like, you would think that the court or the jury or whoever would want the extra information, and it should be like F whatever the prosecutor wants. I mean, the truth should be more important than whatever the prosecutor or the judge wants.
Right. You swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, when that means you have to answer the whole way you want to answer the question.
But the best part is, the guy's name is Richmond Neely, and the best part is when the attorney, for an extended period, meaning several rounds of back and forth questioning, met the criteria to label him as badgering me, and my own attorney did not object. Mm. What I did is I was sitting right next to the judge in the witness box, and I turned to Judge M. Monica Zamora, and I looked her in the eye, and I said, are you going to let him speak to me in that manner? And she had nothing to say, and she looked very sheepish.
Wow. Thank you for the story tonight, David. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I did experience some of that on the witness stand when I took the stand in my own defense in the Crypto 6 case. I tried to give more detailed answers on cross-examination, and I was rebuked for that to some extent. I was able to do some of it, and then at some point I was told to just, you know, let the prosecutor ask the question, answer it, and then Sisti, my attorney, would be able to explore it better on cross-examination. But it was frustrating because I wanted to answer the questions fully.
Juries just have to be, like, full of completely stupid people to find you guilty after that, because it's just like, they looked like, the prosecution looked like such liars. They looked like such manipulative a-holes doing stuff like right when you had finish with Sissy, your lawyer, the prosecution who's crossing you goes, so you're a radio show host, right? So that means you're probably really good with words, right? And it's just like, how is that? Like, that's so obvious. Like, you're trying to say, like, oh, you're good with words. You're just making stuff up there. It was just lots of nasty, dirty stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, apparently the jury didn't see it that way, and
that means they have to be stupid. That's just what that means.
Yeah, who knows? The number here is 603-283-6160. That is the number. I don't want to judge those people as being stupid or anything like that. I think that the system is rigged, you know, that they didn't, you know, they didn't hear from us last. They heard from the prosecutors last, and that, I think, is an inherently unfair system.
Another thing that's inherently unfair is just being not allowed to bring everything in you want to bring in as the defense. You should be allowed to bring up anything you want. And if the prosecution has, if it's going to ruin the prosecution's case and it's the truth, then maybe you don't need to go to prison.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back to the story here. West Virginia, you've got a mom who has got some kids. I think it was 4, 6, and 8, if I recall correctly. They were out. She says her sister was on hand as a chaperone or whatever. She was monitoring things. And a little 4-year-old kicks a ball at the neighbor's cat across the street. He missed.
That's why I don't know about the definition of this place as rural, right? It sounds more like suburbia.
Well, who knows? I mean, you could still have, I guess, a suburb in a rural area, but regardless. Yeah. So he kicks the ball, misses the cat across the street, but apparently the neighbors saw it happen, so they came outside to yell at him.
Yelled at him, took his ball.
Mom came over with the son, the 4-year-old, and wanted to have him apologize.
Why were the neighbors watching their cat outside? I mean, this seems unusual in and of itself, right?
Maybe they just saw something happen. Whatever. So
maybe they hate the kids already. I don't know, but it says the neighbors yelled at him and took his ball, so Fields, the mom.
Well, they were out of line there. You never yell at someone else's kids.
That's true. I wouldn't yell at them. I'd be like,
Handle like an adult. You are an adult. Act like one.
Yeah. Talk to the sister or something. Like, hey, you gonna? Did you see what he did? You know, I don't know. But either way, these people obviously seem like
trashy,
bad people. Yeah. So Fields, the mom, walked her son to the neighbor's house to apologize. They began to scream and yell, says Fields. They said that everyone in the neighborhood thought I was a horrible mother and that my children abused animals. And they were going to call Child Protective Services every day until my children were taken away.
Whoa.
I mean, just from what I've heard from these neighbors so far, I tend to believe the mother side of stories here. Because you don't yell at someone's kids when they kick a ball into your yard, right? To me, it seems like they're overreacting.
Definitely, especially if they're talking about calling Child Protective Services over this.
Every day.
The number here is 603-283-6160. We'll get more of the story coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want to talk about on the radio here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We are talking about a mom in West Virginia who apparently has been told she's not allowed to let her kids outside by themselves. Although in the case we're discussing here so far, they weren't by themselves. Her sister was there watching them. And even so, they're 4, 6, and 8 years old, so like 6 and 8 years old is definitely old enough to be outside by yourself, and 4 years old, in my opinion, is old enough to be supervised outside.
The animal abuse thing is what makes me think that there's more going on here than just, oh, the cops said, you know, you're recklessly endangering your kids by letting them play outside. If the neighbors made the allegation that her kids are going around abusing animals, then I'm not saying it's right, but I think what most precincts would do in this case would be to say, okay, well, you can't let your kids run around the neighborhood unmonitored then. And while we investigate and, you know, do these things, they're going to assume that your kids are guilty while they do their investigation or clear your name or whatever. Maybe your name never gets cleared because the system is screwed up. But I suspect it has to do with that animal abuse allegation more than anything else.
Well, we'll find out a little bit more about the story here. Bonnie's got that. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Matt is on the line in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
So there's this winter storm hitting my neighborhood. And like, on Christmas Eve, I took a look outside, and there were, like, winds, like, I think like 3 miles per hour.
3 miles per hour?
Yeah, it was at 30, right?
It was like fast.
Like what?
Did you say 3 or 30 miles an hour? Hello?
It was like fast.
He's just guessing.
Fast. It's okay. Fast. Okay, it's fast. Got it.
But so is there...
What about it, man? I mean, everybody's dealt with harsh winds. Is this your first time ever having a winter storm in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Well, it's my first time seeing it, yeah.
Are you from there?
Yeah, born and raised in Michigan.
How old are you? Okay, he couldn't hold it together. It was a really lame
That was awful,
dude.
It was
just a terrible...
Oh, was it a prank? I couldn't tell if we were talking to somebody who was just...
Maybe it wasn't a prank. Maybe that guy was... Maybe he was that awkward.
I think it was a prank.
I think it was a bad prank call. Because it
lots of people
like
have
voice.
Said Ian is mean to callers, and I can't disagree.
How could you not be? I mean,
what are you supposed to do with that?
He was very definitely pranking us. And I mean, and he sounded like he was so gay. I thought it was Jack from Ocean Shores, right? I really did. Because
he sounded nerdy to me. I wouldn't have thought necessarily that person is gay, but then again, I don't have good gaydar.
The lisp on the word fast there. So, I mean, I haven't heard a lisp that bad in.
There was a I didn't notice the lisp. Okay. What do you think, Bonnie? You've got really sharp gaydar.
I don't know how to tell that from like a 30-second phone call. I just thought nerd as well.
Uh huh. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't being mean to the guy. I was just asking him questions. Like,
maybe he's just that awkward.
Well, I mean, he started
that
laughing
after
and
he hung up
the phone.
Right?
I didn't say somebody listening.
I didn't say that to him while he was on the phone.
Oh, I didn't say to his face.
I figure he's either a prank caller, and it was not a very good one, or he's really that awkward. Like, what are the other two options? What is another option for this?
Yeah, and that's not mean. I mean, it's not like that wasn't socially graceful or anything. That was, I mean, at best. It was a prank. That's the best case scenario there.
Yeah. Well, thanks for trying. The number here is six. At least you didn't say the F word.
That's
or something.
True.
So,
yeah, I thought with the like long pauses, I thought he was going to say the M word or something.
The number is 603-283-6160. So let's get back to your story, Bonnie. West Virginia, the 4-year-old tried to kick a ball at a cat. The neighbors came out. They yelled at him. Mom came over. She wanted him to apologize. And then the neighbors yelled at her.
So,
what
else? She walked her kid over to apologize, and they began to scream and yell.
They're going
to
call CPS.
They said that they were going to call Child Protective Services every day until her children were taken away.
Karen.
The neighbors did indeed call Child Protective Services. The agency dispatched two caseworkers to investigate the soccer ball incident the very next day. It turns out this was not the first time CPS had visited the house, the Fields' house.
Okay.
They were there in 2018. Let me see, when was this? This was May 2021, the soccer ball incident, but CPS had been there 2018 when officials told Fields her children, then 2, 5, and 6, were reported playing outside. The children were not unsupervised.
Okay.
Fields was watching them from a window, but this apparently didn't placate police officers. They informed her that the children must be supervised at all times until they are 13 years old.
But they were being supervised.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Well, now, wait a minute. I thought they were saying that about 2018.
We're still in 2018. Yeah, they were supervised through the window.
Okay.
They're 2,
they're saying that's
5,
not good
and 6.
Enough.
That's not good enough. They must be closer supervised, I guess, until they're 13. Can you imagine?
Okay, what if she had a face shield on? Is that...
Right.
Is that also against the rules? Because, I mean, it's just a piece of glass in the way at this point. What about a piece of plastic? Can she wear a raincoat? At what point are there too many things separating her from her children?
Right.
I mean, I realize we're all laughing at this, but I'm being honest here. Because it's a glass. Maybe the window was even open right as she was watching them through the screen.
Okay, but this time they were being supervised. The sister was there. So... what did they do now? What happened this time around? We know she was told that she needs to always be supervising the kids in 2018, but what happened this time?
The author of this article started talking about how only Generation Z ever got to play, or Generation X ever got to play outside, and that's such an annoying stereotype. Like, people are always like, I'm from Generation X, so I got to play outside unsupervised. And it's just like, everyone did. People are doing that now. Like, my little brother and sister play outside unsupervised.
Some people are. I mean, your parents were decent parents, and
but
apparently they lived in a place where they didn't have a bunch of snitches.
Everyone in my neighborhood played outside. It wasn't like your parents let you play outside?
Wasn't she, like, on a military base, too, though?
She was,
I was only on a military base up until I was 8, and then not again until I was 17. So... I don't know. I could be on a military base or not on a military base, but if you're not right where your parents can see you, it kind of, you know, counts. You know, you could still get snatched or whatever.
Well, I guess we didn't hear stories like this when we were growing up, but then again, we wouldn't have known because we didn't listen to the news, right? Like, you didn't necessarily know what kind of things were going on, but you sort of get the impression that these kinds of stories just didn't happen back in the day. And that they happen much more frequently now, to the point where I was surprised that this was a rural West Virginia story instead of it being, you know, New York City.
That's what I was going to bring up. I don't think it's a time thing as much as, like, a area thing. Because it's just, like, people in normal places, like, not the middle of the city, right now, we'll let the kids go out. It makes sense to not want, if you live in an apartment in the middle of the city, to not want your kid to go out where you can't see him. That makes a lot of sense.
Why?
I mean, it's just like more scary stuff going on, more weird people.
I mean, yeah, there's no doubt. There are more weird people. I'll give you that, right? Like, if you're in New York City,
yeah. There's
definitely some weirdos that are going to be around. That's true. But how many of them are actually looking to kidnap children? I mean, that really doesn't happen very often. It's very rare. You know, normally,
because people have common sense about where to let their kids go.
I don't agree. I don't think it matters.
I think that if any child yelled, "Hey, this man's trying to kidnap me," and, you know, some busy street in Manhattan, that kidnapper is going to have a very difficult time.
Yeah,
but usually
true.
What they do is they go like, "Hey, do you want to pet my dog? It's inside my house." Like, that happened to me.
In which case, raise your kids.
That happened to you,
you know,
when you were an adult.
I was like 24, 23 or something.
But the point I wanted to say, make on this about New York City is we had Lenore Scanese on the show a while back. She was the woman who was labeled as the worst mother of the year or decade or something like that. She's a New York mom, or at least was. I don't know if she still lives there. But she's a New York City mom who was letting her, I believe at the time, 10-year-old son, or 8 or something like that, 8 to 10, somewhere in that range. She was letting him go from school to home by himself on the subway or whatever means he could get home, right?
And he was
he was doing just fine doing that, but somebody found out or whatever, and there was all this controversy about it. She ended up on, like, you know, Geraldo and all the daytime talk shows, worst mom in the, you know, century or something like that, and she ended up starting a blog about encouraging parents to let their kids, when they're ready, right? Like, you don't want to push them out necessarily, right? Okay, well, all right, son, now you got to find your way home. You know,
good luck. Like,
when they're ready to go out and explore on their own, then they should be allowed to do that. And she has received, and this was like, I don't know, 15 years ago when this happened with her, she's become sort of the face of this parenting movement of the olden ways of allowing kids to just be kids and go out and play or whatever.
I forgot Ian is Gen X, so that's why he's going to act like nobody ever went outside.
I'm not saying no one did, but I think it's worse now than it's ever been. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.